Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Residential Tenancies Board has launched a new campaign to clamp down on an estimated 16,000 landlords who may be flouting rent pressure zone rules by illegally hiking rents. Landlords who break the regulations could face fines of up to €15,000. For more on this, I'm joined by John Mark McCafferty, CEO of Threshold, an organisation which, among other things, advises tenants who are in housing difficulty. Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Are you surprised by that figure of 16,000 landlords?
I'm not necessarily surprised. We see in Threshold, when we're advising tenants around a range of issues, including rents and rent increases, that there are certainly instances where some landlords are increasing what appears to be above the 2% allowance. That's one of the many reasons why tenants come to us to kind of get our advice, get our analysis on the Residential Tenancies Act and how they relate to their case. So it's one of the, as I say, the many reasons why people who are renting and maybe worried about the possibility of even losing their home because they might not be able to afford that rent increase that they come to us about.
But the number, I mean, is it 16,000 rental agreements that might be being flouted or 16,000 landlords who may have multiple tenancies?
I'm guessing that it's 16,000 rental agreements. Now, some of these may be legitimate increases over the 2%, where, you know, in some cases, rent has not been increased for, you know, say several years, or in certain circumstances, substantial physical change has been made to the house or the apartment. But I think for the vast majority of those cases, in our experience, it will be because the rent has increased either, you know, because the landlord doesn't understand the rent, the rental legislation, or chooses to, you know, see if they can get away with an increase above the 2%.
Let us imagine hypothetically then that they all are flouting them, whether through ignorance or connivance. Are there safety in numbers for landlords doing this? Because if you have 16,000 rental agreements, it's going to be an administrative impossibility, is it not, for the RTB to bring all of them in?
It'll be a challenge, but if landlords who are flouting the rules know that the RTB are you know, beginning to really ramp things up with this kind of second phase where the RTB's compliance and enforcement team will be bringing cases of say ongoing and deliberate non-compliance, then that should have an effect on some of those landlords to ensure that they are mending their ways, if you like. So yes, 16,000 is quite a tall order, but in a way, you know, I think it's really important that the RTB does make this move, and also it's a signalling to the wider sector that they are getting really serious about this issue of the flouting of the 2%.
Rental prices remain high, because of a shortage. Frustrating for many people trying to get into the rental market then to see large developments with so many vacant rental properties. Is it time for us to start considering a tax on vacant rental properties?
I think it's certainly time for us to consider it. Tax on land and housing generally, I don't think has been used fully as a lever to really try and release the supply, either the supply of land, the activation of land, or indeed the activation of housing. I think successive governments have been quite shy in relation to fully implementing the full weight of tax on say, for example, housing and vacant housing. And indeed, I recall the then finance minister before Christmas, I think delaying such a rental measure or a taxation measure. So I think that should be considered. I think we have kind of gilded the lily as a country in relation to the use of tax as a way to try and, I suppose, trigger, if you like, the correct behaviours in relation to bringing both land and housing into use.
John Mark McCafferty, CEO of Threshold, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Coming up after the break, the Cork political Svengali who may have been the man who invented Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.